Podcasts are messages from the deep.
That's right. Welcome to the Dune Appreciation Post Show. Sean's not here, so let's talk about.
We can spoil it now.
You know, we want to hear Paul.
What's up?
We want to.
What are you doing?
We got Paul on Discord. House Atreides calling in.
Oh, we're going to call from the.
We're getting a beacon. They call it something else.
The
like
other
that,
houses are calling in. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great.
Well, we'll tell them we're about to use our atomics.
Yeah. We got, you know what? No spice for you.
Yeah.
No spice for you. I'm the Arrakis Nazi. It's like Seinfeld. On Arrakis.
It's like a Larry David thing.
What's the deal with the life juice?
Richard Lewis passed away.
I don't believe that.
Rip Rig.
Oh, he did. Oh, he actually did. Okay.
Yeah. Was Richard Lewis the comedian the NFL? I think the NFL hired him, and he was making so many obscure references and jokes
that
lasted like two commentaries, and then they were like, "Okay, sorry, Richard, you're fired." Kevin, he was too heady for the NFL audience.
Yeah, there was something like that.
But yeah, funny guy.
He wasn't the guy with the dogs. No, it was Michael Vick.
That was. He was a player, not a comedian.
I want to record a TikTok later. What if Bam Margera was in Dune?
Okay, how'd that go? Did we get a teaser or like a.
Rab himself over here is going to do the Gamja Burt test. He puts his hand in here, and they're going to prick him with a little poison dart. I don't know. I'm still working it out.
Oh, that was Dennis Miller. He's still alive. Dennis Miller's still alive. All right, Richard Lewis. What did he do? I know he did something.
I want to squeeze him for profits. I can't do this. I can't do these worm games.
You're doing Don Vito, but can I tie this to Richard Lewis real quick?
Sure.
So I saw this debate going on last week. It wasn't because Richard Lewis passed away. I'll say rise in glory. But someone else had passed away, and people were saying rise in glory to this person, like posting that. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people were like, excuse me, rise in glory is reserved for Black Americans who were the victims of societal and police brutality, mm-hmm. or women who were murdered, or it was like these rules for mm-hmm. who you could use rise in glory for. Mm-hmm. And then all I saw was debate. Okay, well, this side saying this side saying something. Mm-hmm. And then one fucking post cut through all of it. And it was like, look at the Wikipedia article. No shit, Rocco.
Yeah, I saw this.
Rise in glory was first used in the early 2000s to commemorate the passing of Don Vito from Viva La Bam. Never before.
Seriously, somebody posted that. It was like, wait, is this real?
That is the literal inception of the term, apparently.
Or was it Rest in Power or something?
Whatever.
Rest in Power.
Yeah, that's what it is. Whatever. What'd I say? Rise in Peace? I don't know.
Rise in Glory. Derek, I don't know what that is. Derek's I've never heard that.
Yeah. Rip Rig.
I saw that too. Somebody was just like,
don't use Rise in Power for this and this and this. There's rules. And it's like, I think it was Don Vito invented it. So, you know, sex offenders were essentially.
Forgot about that. What a way to go out. Hey, Kevin, can I get your 2 cents? There's still popcorn in here. Is that like, should I not, you know?
Eat
like,
it? Dude, you just, you finished
it. But it's
fine.
So coated in like chemicals. It's got to be safe.
Popcorn, it's fine.
Like, right?
Yeah. But
I'm not doing like a Dr. Ryan thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Do you think any of that is actual butter?
Yeah, you're fine.
What do you mean, like the Matrix kind of thing? Or
it's fine.
No, I think it's...
Assuming your dick wasn't actually...
Why
would
AMC
fine.
Serve bad stuff?
Wait, it's okay to leave butter out.
Yeah, people leave butter all the time.
I don't refrigerate my butter.
I leave butter out all the time. It's fine.
You know what? I do, but you don't have to.
But we saw the movie at like 3 in the morning. So like, it's not like... Dude, you know, it's
I'm just worried
day.
About... I'm worried about what else you put in the the
fine.
Mouth of the beast there.
Oh, people don't eat cum? Like
I mean,
people do.
2024.
Some people
yeah,
do.
A lot of people do.
Yeah,
actually,
sure.
Debbie,
That joke was just for me. All right, we're gonna
Sean's favorite whack packer, Debbie the Cum Lady.
The grossest thing. Whenever she's on, just skip it.
Oh, I forgot. We said what other big movies we want to see this year?
Yeah.
Hello, Ghostbusters.
You know what? I did. The more commercials I see, the more I'm like, all right, I'll be there.
Oh.
I saw that they got Janine in the fucking suit.
Garofalo?
And I'm like, no, Melnitz. And I'm just like, that's like the cartoon now.
They've shown, this doesn't work very
well. Yeah, no shit.
I'm not saying it's looked good in kind of anything they've shown.
Looks bad.
But it's so funny because I'm trying to decide to eat or go for this. It's so funny because this is no insult, but every time I see it, I'm like, they still got Garrett.
Yeah, they do.
But do they got Kevin? That's the question.
Ooh. They got Bill Murray, so they always going
to
get.
And then every time I bring it up to Kevin, it's like, oh, wait, yeah, I mean.
I'm in.
We're in. Yeah, I'm going.
I'm in. Thank you. Get me a Moranis.
Think podcast is back. I have not seen. I have not seen podcast in the trailers. What?
I think they are hiding him.
They're hiding podcast.
I saw him in one of the clips.
I seen it.
They're cutting around him.
Yo, they do that shit in trailers when they know it's a detriment. They're like, let's hide this guy.
Okay.
And then call him Lil Deadpool.
Poor Rose in the last Star Wars movie. They just cut her the fuck out of it. Lil Deadpool. All right, we've got our Oscar list.
I'm going to write my name on it so I know which one's mine.
Oh, I was just going to say real quick, my most anticipated movie this year actually is, can't wait, just mentioned it, Megalopolis.
Oh, yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola's self-funded gigantic movie. Because, again, that's either going to be an awesome send-off for a great filmmaker, or it's going to be like, holy shit, what did you do?
Eyes wide shut level batshit.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited for it.
Okay, cool.
That movie's good. Okay.
Some greasy shit.
We're watching live March 7th.
Now it's on ABC, but is that streaming anywhere?
March 10th. March 10th.
Does ABC have like a streaming app?
If you have Hulu Live.
I think it's Hulu.
Hulu.
Yeah.
I don't have Hulu Live.
I got Hulu.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I'm not going to be chewing on that shit the whole time. I apologize. I got to wash my hand. Like, what was in this shit?
Butter.
Well, it's like polyunsaturated soybean oil, though. It's not even butter anymore. This isn't the fucking live tour. You don't have to do the bit.
That's his bit.
It's his fucking bit.
It's a never know where walk to camera, walk to backstage.
It is funny, though, because you can just see his hands blurry up in the air.
That's grease. What he likes to do.
All fucking wet with grease.
Let him do his thing. Okay, so.
What is that shot?
What shot?
The worm. Kevin, show Sean the worm.
Let
All
Just
right.
Leave it at that.
Best actor in a leading role.
Well, we'll wait for Rocco. He'll have some opinions. I know.
You saw a lot of these. I did not see Maestro.
I didn't see Maestro.
I didn't see Rustin.
I didn't see Rustin.
I did see Holdovers, Oppenheimer, American Fiction. I loved American Fiction.
I
sought out American Fiction. It was so fucking funny.
Really?
The trailers had me dying, and I thought, like, this looks like it'll be really good, and it was.
You know what?
I love that actor.
Yeah, me too. He's in Westworld, right?
That was the first thing I ever saw homie in. Yeah, he was an android in Westworld. Spoiler.
That's a big spoiler. I think...
Oh, that's a big spoiler. Oh,
yeah.
Hey-o. Hey, no respect. Spoilers all over.
Okay. But yeah, I didn't see that one either. So that was good though.
Oh, I loved American Fiction. Yeah, it was really good. It's a serious. It was a dark comedy, but it had one of those kind of life lesson things going on in it.
I don't like those.
Much like the Holdovers had too. What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt that.
No.
The Matrix is back in theaters in April. Is that true?
What? Yeah, you're not. I already have my tickets. You're not
the first one.
Yeah, I should have told you.
I'll fucking be there. Are you joking? Oh my God.
You're gonna
have
wear
you seen
that
in the theaters
drip?
Before? The first one?
Never the first
one. Oh.
Two, really? Three, and four multiple times.
Yeah, you got something.
Yeah.
This is gonna be cool.
I think Matrix was the first time I saw a movie twice in theaters my whole life.
Oh, it's gonna be one. Dolby only? That's awesome. That's great news because that will be like that's not gonna be just like, oh, we showed it on the screen. That's what they did with Godfather. Remember when we did that, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
They showed it in a Dolby theater. It looked and sounded incredible. So that's going to be extremely
impressive. Are you talking Atmos?
Yeah. But like AMC has Dolby, special Dolby theaters.
Theater. I've seen that. They have the logo on the door.
Wait, Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions are coming back in April and May. Are you fucking joking?
Oh no. Oh.
You really don't fuck with me.
I'll go with you because that'll be fun to see with you.
The Matrix?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
With Rocco there?
Yeah.
If you see all three with me, you will leave with three new favorite movies. Not just the first one. Oh. I promise.
I saw the other two with you.
I like them.
Yeah.
They weren't my favorite movies if I saw them with you.
I know what happens.
Dude, well, the orgy? Change your life now.
The fucking rave?
That Tank, rave is going to be back?
Tank comes home and he's like, where's my... hi, kids.
Where's my puss? Hi, kids! How's it going?
That's
still funny.
So funny, dude.
Tim Sellart, thanks for your sub.
Is The Matrix Reloaded up for an Oscar?
Oh, no. Man.
It was at one point.
Back in the day. Okay, so a lot of these like animated feature film, you know, don't care.
What the fuck, dude?
Don't care.
The animation always gets shaft.
So do you want to go? Should we do these in order? Like,
yeah, let's do them in order. Yeah.
Okay. Guys, we're going to give our Oscar picks.
Our guesses.
Oscar and
prediction.
Then we can repeat this stuff next week.
Yeah.
You know? And again, maybe if I'm not here, maybe I could even call in or something.
Sure.
I may be here, but I may not.
We'll long form it.
Yeah, we also, you know, could maybe do half now and half next week. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't want to.
No, we could do this now.
Why not?
It's not going to be that bad.
Okay. Actor in a leading role. I'm just going to put down what my gut tells me, and then we'll confer after that. So
why don't I read? You want me to read them?
Yeah, read them off.
And then we can see what we want
to
do.
And the Oscar goes to.
So for actor in a leading role, I want to hear what the chat has to say too.
Yeah.
Actor in a leading role. Bradley Cooper, Maestro. Colman Domingo, Rustin. You guys see Rustin?
I didn't, but I think...
didn't see Rustin.
I
saw Boys in the Boat.
Six Feet of Kevin Bacon situation, but I think one of Jenny's like really good friends is like best friends with that guy. So,
Okay.
An actor in it?
That guy.
The director?
Colman Domingo.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so Colman Domingo and Rustin, Paul Giamatti, Holdovers, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction.
What are you guys putting? I'm giving it to Paul Giamatti.
You think Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers?
Paul Giamatti. I've wanted this my entire life, and so has Howard Stern.
Yeah.
But Howard, if Paul Giamatti wins, he will thank Howard Stern during his acceptance speech.
Yes. So you want him to win.
Want him to win, but also of the three I saw, I didn't see the first two films, but of the bottom three, Holdovers, Oppenheimer, American Fiction, I love Paul Giamatti already.
Yeah, I do too.
But he was so good in this movie.
Yeah. I liked, but good. Cillian Murphy was so good as Oppenheimer too.
He was also good.
So there's who you think should win and who you want to win versus who you think will win.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm personally going with who I think will win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to try to get the most points here, because I think we should. Hey, you know what? We should have a prize or something for this.
Okay,
but we'll think about that because maybe not. Okay.
Give me more money.
No.
Hey, in all honesty, I'm not against it. No, I mean, you know, throwing in some scratch on this.
Woo!
So, okay. I think Cillian Murphy's got it. So I'm voting for him. But I agree. If it wasn't him, I would pick Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
He's so good, but I think it's going to be Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, because
that's what I'm putting.
I'm not voting for who I think the Academy is going to pick. I'm voting what my pick is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think for the sake of this competition,
William the Red says it's up to you. Head says Cillian, heart says Giamatti. I feel that
head and heart. Where
do you lie?
Where does the Academy lie?
I'm going. You know what? I'm going Paul Giamatti.
I think Paul was really good. I thought the movie was kind of dull.
I like that movie actually. I liked it a lot.
I think he's done better, but he is great.
Lady in the Water.
I always love him.
You're a Lady in the Water.
I am a Lady in the Water nut. Actor and support. So Garrett, just to say though, we may make this a competition. We may put something on the line. So again, you may want to vote for what you think will win. You vote however you want. Don't let me tell you.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, maybe we'll, you know.
Okay, I'm going to amend it then, and I'm going to, from now on, think about who will be picked on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of stand by. I think the Oscars will go for that less bombastic. No
Paul Giamatti is not a very, it could be one or the other.
I actually think. Believe I that. Think. Yeah, I really do. Too. But I'm just saying, you know,
that's
throwing
a
that out there
to me.
Okay.
I will say Jeffrey Wright was very funny and very good in American Fiction.
He's always good.
He's good.
I always
everything.
Thought he was great.
Okay.
Okay. Actor in a supporting role. Sterling K. Brown, American Fiction. Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon. Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer. Ryan Gosling, Barbie. Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things.
Dang, this is a stack category.
That is supporting. A stack category. I'm just going to cut through it. My pick, who I like the most, was Robert De Niro in Killers of the Flower Moon. He was wicked.
What a
in that.
Villain, dude.
But I think it's going to be Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Was great. Mark Ruffalo was great too, though.
He was excellent in that.
And I wouldn't be mad about any of these people winning, for the record.
Totally. I don't think Ryan Gosling's going to win. That would be so entertaining to see that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about
I would be so happy for him.
So I also think Robert Downey Jr. is going to win this. Though.
Is this Gosling's first nom?
I don't think so.
He's been nominated for other stuff?
I don't know.
Because what a career boost just to even be nominated.
But Mark Ruffalo was so good in Poor Things.
He really was.
I'm going, they've given, De Niro?
Yeah.
He's gotten it before.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr., I feel like when you got to his later parts of the movie, I could hear people in the theater going, holy shit.
And yeah.
Like, his acting was so good, people were like making noises.
He's won before? I don't think so. Robert Downey Jr. has won before?
Okay, Robert Downey, if he has not won, that's the...
I thought he did for like Chaplin or something.
Oh, did he?
Like back in the day.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he did.
Right?
Mark Ruffalo...
I wish I saw Poor Things. I'm waiting for it to come to streaming.
Oh, you never saw that, Garrett?
No.
Oh my God.
As horny as that movie is, I did not get a chance to see it.
I think it's been playing at Regal for like $5.
Yeah but I... I'm waiting because it's a thing with my chick. She wants to watch it with me, so we have to watch it together.
They have a thing and they can't go to that movie theater.
Yeah.
They're not allowed.
Well, no, it's only playing during... I've looked it up at that Regal. It's only playing one showtime a day in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. I thought it was streaming.
Okay, Poor Things is streaming.
Yeah.
It is now. Yes. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy.
Ah.
But I think this week we're going to watch that.
Okay.
Well, I think RDJ, I think he's winning.
I went with that as well.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Actress in a leading role. Annette Bening, Naiad. That's a fake movie.
Did not see it.
Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, so
Sandra
good.
Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall. Carey Mulligan, Maestro. Emma Stone, Poor Things.
I think it's easy.
Lily?
Emma Stone. I think Emma Stone.
I totally disagree. I think it's Lily Gladstone.
I would be happy with that, but I think Emma Stone was amazing.
She already won. They ain't doing that. I'm telling you.
They're
going to throw one to Lily. They're
100%
going to.
The Academy owes this to the Osage.
Yeah, they really
do. You
do.
Remember
yes.
when
the whole thing
where the Native American came in place of, what actor was it who wouldn't speak?
Brando.
Marlon Brando was like, I'm not going to talk about this acceptance. Yep. I've brought, my friend here and she's going to explain.
She just came up. Yep. He wasn't even there.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it happened. And that is like a historical thing that happened with the Academy Awards.
I think that's going to play into it.
Interesting.
This will totally play into it and they're going to pick Lily Gladstone. And I'm not even, I'm throwing all this like, this is why they're going to do it, because she's Native American. Nuh-uh. She had the best fucking performance.
She did great. No.
Yeah, she was great.
Not diminishing her skill as an actress at all. Her performance stood leaps and bounds above, I think, anyone in the fucking movie, above Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah. I agree.
But you might, Garrett, you might struggle a little more once
Emma
you see
Stone
Poor Things.
Was,
she, I'm going to love it.
The
I know
shit
I'm
she goes
it.
Through, I think this is Emma Stone's... Revenant, where Leonardo DiCaprio did that, when it was over, it's like, all right, just fucking give him the Oscar. Like, Jesus, what did this guy go through? So she did incredible.
Okay.
But I do think it's going to tip. I think people are so happy for Lily Gladstone, they're going to go like,
do you think
she came out of nowhere and killed it?
Do you think that they feel like the nomination's enough? We're like, you know what? To be nominated is on your credits for all time.
Yeah.
You always will have that.
Yeah.
But Emma Stone has already won. But she won for La La Land?
Yeah.
And she was way better in this than La La Land.
She was, yeah.
You think this is her Revenant? Because, God, what she was going through in that Curse TV series was wild as fuck.
Well, we can't get
I just think
that.
In general,
I know,
she's ascended.
I agree.
I don't know how you can go through
I think
war.
She is, at this point, one of the best actors out there.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
so good.
I
and
do.
This
I love
movie
Emma Stone.
In particular, where it's like, she was... You saw someone growing up in real time, and she communicated that with like just her body language. It was wild. It was
yeah, so I would be stoked for her, but
I'd be happy for Lily Gladstone too.
I'm it's leaning towards Lily Gladstone.
Okay,
I think it's gonna happen.
Okay, here we go.
Actress in supporting role.
Supporting role.
Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer. Danielle Brooks, Color Purple. America Ferrera, Barbie. Jodie Foster, Naiad. Again, that's fake, so don't go. Divine Joy Randolph, The Holdovers. Oh, she was really good.
She was great.
I don't think Emily Blunt. Was she the woman who was their cook?
Yeah.
On staff and left at the... Yeah, okay.
She's great.
She was great.
She was very good.
I think America Ferrera... Like, no offense to her, but that's kind of...
That was a confusing role.
Yeah.
That role just dealt with like, oh, it's not... Almost as confusing as multiverse bullshit, but like, oh, I dreamed this, so it's real in the Barbieverse. And a little confusing, America. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't think she wrote that.
I did not see The Color Purple.
Me neither.
Yeah. Naiad isn't real. Divine Joe. I mean, she was really good. Emily Blunt, I thought, was great in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be her, but I wouldn't be against the woman from The Holdovers.
I want her to win.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be Emily Blunt, so I'm
going to Divine.
I want a holdover sweep because I want that to be the underdog. So I'm going Divine as well.
Mm-hmm. Animated feature film.
Snooze.
The Boy and the Heron.
Boring.
Elemental. Nimona. Is that like a new pneumonia? Robot Dreams.
Okay, that was good.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Ooh. I thought all these were hella boring.
I saw Elemental and that's it. And I didn't.
I thought these were all z. So I don't know.
I mean, yeah, even the Miyazaki one. The last couple of Miyazaki's
not that great.
Not
bad. That's my favorite. I'm probably going to vote for that.
Beautiful, but entertaining. I don't know. Okay. What's the Academy going to pick though? Are they going Disney?
I think Miyazaki has hit critical mass among Academy members. I think that's
good. Has he ever gotten one?
I don't remember.
So of course they give it as Boy. He doesn't get one for Mononoke Hime. He gets it for fucking Boy in the Heron. Okay, I'm with you though. I go Boy.
All of these, I will say, in my opinion, used too many devices to tell their story instead of telling the story.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
Everyone is saying Spirited Away.
People got in love with their own contraptions to tell their story, and I think all of them have eluded the reason they did it in the first place. That's my opinion. That has nothing to do with the Academy.
What the fuck is pneumonia?
I'm going to vote for pneumonia. No, but anyway.
Who's Jodie Foster? Why is she? What? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Jodie Foster is like, that's TV. Okay. Cinematography.
Hey, True Detective season 4 was actually fucking.
Oh, cool. I need to watch that.
I wanted to see
that new season was fucking rad. First and the fourth one.
Best cinematography. El Conde. Fake. Killers of the Flower Moon.
That was good.
Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
Cinematography and Poor Things was wild.
I would.
But Oppenheimer.
What I would love to give. I mean, not even a question to me, Poor Things.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But Oppenheimer, I mean, it's shot by, I forget the name of the cinematographer, but I fucking love Hoyt. I forget the rest of his name, but I love that man.
Hoyt.
So I think it's gonna be Oppenheimer. I would personally
the Poor Things one I noticed though. I was like,
totally.
Wow, this is weird.
The way
that
was
isn't
shot,
always what gets really. It.
It's not,
but sometimes it is. I think it's gonna be Oppenheimer, so I'm voting that. But my pick would be Poor Things.
I'm voting Oppenheimer as well because I think that's what the Academy's gonna go with.
Yeah,
as far as like that movie was touted as having such important cinematography, the look of it.
Yes.
It's Nolan. That's what he does.
You know, and we're taking our time with these, but there are a bunch we'll be able to just
sure.
So I just want to let you know.
Yeah,
you gotta go at some point.
We gotta
Costume design: Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon,
also good.
Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
Wow,
Napoleon's been done before. It's not.
You know what? I honestly
that impressive because we've done it.
The Poor Things. Like her dress in the very first shot was like, look at that fucking thing. It was.
Yeah.
I kind of think Poor Things on this one.
I mean, Barbie was like got the attention of the country, but like, I think Poor Things, there was some real work. Like, I'm going to vote Poor Things.
I think they're going to pick. They can't snub Barbie. They have to give Barbie one
something,
thing.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it to costume design.
Okay. I don't think you're crazy on that.
Okay.
But I think they're going to pick Poor Things.
Directing.
Best directing. Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Zone of Interest. Have not seen Zone of Interest, but I'm going to this week.
Is Anatomy of the Fall or Zone of the Interest the one about the Auschwitz?
I think Zone of Interest is that.
Okay. But what is
Anatomy of a Fall is about someone who is killed and it's like a trial about it or something.
It's like a murder
mystery.
All
I know is I've seen like the poster for it and it's like a dead person in the snow and two people standing over it. That's okay. Like, blood everywhere. I heard it's good. It's, I guess it's nominated for Oscars. I guess you all heard
yeah,
that.
It must be.
Directing, I say Oppenheimer.
Does Scorsese deserve another
one? Or Killers of the Flower Moon was good directing.
I think it's going to Oppenheimer.
I think Oppenheimer.
I think it's finally going to be Nolan's day.
He hasn't won one, huh?
What's that?
He hasn't won an Oscar.
No, I think they're right. Don't you see that?
Yeah. Like, I see that.
We're going to honor him.
Yeah, I see that.
His documentary. Turn. Do we know this?
No.
Okay. I'm going to
skip.
No.
Okay, we got to pick.
Bobby Wine, the people's president. Who the fuck is Bobby Wine?
The people's president.
Eternal Memory, Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger, 20 Days in Mariupol. I think To Kill a Tiger sounds cool. I'm going to vote.
Well, I have three daughters, so I'm going to go with Four Daughters.
Nice. I liked Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, so Eternal Memory.
We all have such sound logic on that.
Yeah, I have like a good memory of that movie.
Bobby Wine. That, somebody said that's a cousin of Alan Chips. That's documentary short film.
Mega 64 ass name.
ABC's of Book Banning, Barber of Little Rock, Island in Between, Last Repair Shop, Nai and What? Ooh.
I order that at the... I'm not going to make that joke.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, you order what? That. The Last Repair Shop makes no sense, Garrett.
Yeah, that's what I order.
ABC's a book banning. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to ban books, so I'm going to vote.
I'm going to do The Island in Between because I like things in the middle of things.
I'm going to go with something different just to not be on the same page as you guys. The ABC's a book banning.
That's what I picked.
Oh, fuck. Well, me and you for the win, Rocco.
Team ABC. Okay, best editing.
Okay.
Anatomy of a Fall, Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
Well, not Killers of the Flower Moon. Sorry.
Yeah, the editor walked out on that one.
Sorry about that.
I think not even a question. Too Oppenheimer sad. Has it. That movie was edited furiously from even... I mean, they made breakthroughs in editing.
What are we giving Poor Things? We haven't given anything.
You haven't. I've given it a lot of things.
I haven't
Costume design and Emma Stone and...
All right. International feature film.
I'm going with editing.
Lo Capitano, Perfect Days, Society of the Snow, Teacher's Lounge, Zone of Interest. I think it's going to be Zone of Interest.
Yeah.
That's nominated for everything. Or,
if
you know,
that's... Okay, they did the same thing with Beauty and the Beast back in the day. And they're being a kid being like... Okay, there's one movie that's animated. It's nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah,
that's animated.
Yeah,
and then it's this. So theoretically,
obviously,
it has to be
What's best animated movie going to be? Well, it has to be the one you nominated for Best
You've
Picture.
Already told me.
Yeah,
you've already said.
I think that's this again. So I voted Zone of Interest. Makeup and hairstyling.
This one,
Golda.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
Poor. I'm giving it to Poor Things.
Golda. I don't. That's fake. Maestro. Oppenheimer. Poor Things. Society of the Snow. I think it's going to be Poor Things.
Yeah. Did anyone see Maestro?
It looked tacky.
Bradley Cooper is like so passionate about this project.
Oh, that's true. But he made himself look different and they love that.
He has like crazy prosthetics and he actually looks like Bernstein. He looks like the fucking guy.
Oh, they do love that.
They do love that. But there was some controversy because he's playing a Jewish character and he put a fake nose on.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that personally.
Seems
like a bold choice.
and it is apparent, you know, because Bradley Cooper he looks like Bernstein, though. He looks like the conductor, but it's still like, you don't do that, white man.
I'm good on that.
I
don't do that.
I don't think they would reward him for walking the line so close.
Somebody in the chat says they've been working on the Maestro Awards campaign for 3 months, and this is the one thing it's a shoe-in for. I mean, a lot of these winners do come down to who campaigns the hardest, and that one is.
It is.
Maestro.
Yeah.
Maybe that will win. Maybe that will win. Because apparently they're not gunning that hard for it for Poor Things. Ooh.
I'm going Poor Things, because I feel like they won't.
I'm sticking with Poor Things.
They won't give it to my man, Bernstein.
Okay, original score. American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Didn't think you'd see that.
Dude, that was a snooze fest.
How did it get there?
Yeah, I mean, we actually gave the movie a pretty good review.
Movie
was
fine.
The music,
the score was not good.
It's almost like the Homeboys 92 or something.
Yeah,
but I agree. Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
Not even a question for me.
Killers of the Flower Moon did put stress in you.
Yes.
It was great. Oppenheimer score, fantastic. Poor Things felt like music from another world.
Yeah, Poor Things.
I'm voting Poor
Not
Things.
Not even a question. Yeah. I left thinking like, yo, that score was, I've never heard anything like that.
Really?
And the person who did it is like born in like 96 or some shit. Like, How do you have a kid to do this?
Now,
to go do this.
Now, here's the thing. What, you're voting Poor Things?
Yeah, I am.
Garrett, what are you going to
do? Fuck, I haven't seen it yet, but you guys are convincing me.
Because I have to say, I think it should be Poor Things. My gut is saying they're going to pick Oppenheimer.
Really?
I think they will. Mm. But Poor Things was the most unique.
That score was so sick, though.
But you know what? I'm actually going to, against my better judgment, I'm going to pick Oppenheimer. Because I think that's what they will pick.
I'm going Poor Things. You guys convinced me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do it just to be different and see if I'm right.
Sure.
That's a tough category, but I do, for me, Poor Things, I'm in agreement with you. Sure, original song, best original song. The Fire Inside by Flamin' Hot. Oh, that's the Cheeto movie? That's not winning.
What?
I'm Just Ken from Barbie.
That was a hit.
It Never Went Away from American Symphony. Again, that's fake. Was Wasage.
Go ahead.
A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon. What Was I Made For from Barbie. So Barbie's got two?
Yeah.
I think this
where's Jack Black's Peaches?
Yeah, where's Peaches?
Where's Peaches?
Yeah.
I think you got the double Barbie nomination. They're going to get awarded at some point. I think it's going to be I Made For.
How's that one go?
I'm Just Ken is way more.
That's silly. They're going to not award it. They're going to give it to Billie Eilish.
Oh, that was a Billie Eilish song? Yeah. Oh, I know that one.
Yep.
Billie Eilish is going to win an Oscar. That's pretty wild. I feel like the Killers of the Flower Moon, though, is another thing where it's like, this is a traditional song.
Yeah.
And it looks good picking it.
That one hit me the hardest. It hit me too. The use of it.
Wait, when do they use that? When she dies or something?
Isn't it in the opening?
Yeah, that was in the opening.
Oh, when everyone's crying?
The ceremony and stuff.
Crying their eyes out?
Yeah. I think that's the
one. One of the many times everyone's crying their fucking eyes out in that movie? Okay.
So I don't know.
There's no way they picked that.
There's two Barbie nominees, but
I'm going with I'm Just Ken.
So you're going with the Ken?
I'm going.
I'm going with What Was I Made For?
I'm going with Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay. All right. Whoa. Big one.
Big one here.
Best picture.
Dang.
American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, Zone of Interest.
Ooh.
I think they're honoring it this year. I think I'm going Oppenheimer. I think they're doing it. I think we're getting it. It's going to be that or Killers of the Flower Moon. It's going to be one of those two, I think.
I can't see them giving it to Killers. I feel like De Niro and Scorsese, and they've been to this rodeo so many times, and they've won it.
Yes, yeah. I hear
now,
you.
And Leo's won it, and everyone is like so good in that film, but they're going to go, you guys got the nom, but you didn't quite get it.
Yeah.
And I'm going with Oppenheimer.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Now that I've seen most of these movies, I don't think this was my favorite of this group. Mm-hmm. But I'm also going to Oppenheimer. Okay. Too. I mean, I loved it. It was great.
This is a rare year where I actually saw most of these. And yeah. I think there are a lot of great movies here.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite of the bunch?
My favorite?
Yeah, if you had to pick a favorite.
They're all so different. And that's, I think, the hardest thing. Because I appreciate that. But like, I really did love The Holdovers.
Yeah.
And I really liked Poor Things, too.
Yeah.
Do you like Barbie? I saw Barbie twice.
I like Barbie a lot. Killers of the Flower Moon, as we said, is a great movie that I was miserable through.
I hear you.
I think you're meant to be miserable through.
And
that.
You know what? Honestly, I have seen Past Lives, and that was a very nice. That was a beautiful movie as well. It was really
nice. I think there's good nominees this year. I really do.
Yeah.
And like Barbie would be the upset. Like that would be like what? But it would be kind of amazing too. I don't think there's anywhere it's like, yo, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and even Holdovers, I was a little bit insulting to you earlier, is a very sweet movie. Like I'd be fine with any of these.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm interested, that Past Lives movie, I do wonder. I've seen people say how much it really affected them. Like it didn't affect me as much as everybody else that I've seen, but I thought it was great. Like it was
I don't know anything about that movie.
I'm watching it tonight.
Past Lives?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie. I mean, did I tell you? I guess it's about these kids in South Korea, and then one girl goes to Canada, like to she's
go to school.
Yeah, but no, she's like, yeah, her parents like, we're just gonna go there for a better life for her. Mm-hmm. And then it's them kind of reconnecting later on in life, and that's pretty much it. It's pretty simple, honestly, but
easy.
That's what people were saying.
It's too little plot.
A little light on the plot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Rocco and I haven't recorded the movie club yet, but it's gonna be a short one, yeah. I'm guessing.
Yes. okay, production design. So wait, I went Oppenheimer. You went
Oppenheimer.
Garrett, what do you think?
Barbie.
Barbie.
Wait, you're really gonna vote Barbie?
I just
for best picture?
No, no. Oh, best picture, Oppenheimer. We're across the board. Okay. Sorry, sorry.
No, because I think that would have been risky. That would have been a I mean, cool like.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. But no, production design though. I think Barbie, all the stuff in Barbie Land.
Well, let's read the nominees.
Yeah.
Production design: Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. Ooh. I could see this being like the one time they honor Napoleon. I think it's going to be Poor Things or Barbie.
I agree.
But this could be where they hit Barbie. Give them Barbie.
I'm going to say, and that design was incredible, yeah. I thought.
All of the Dream House changes when Ken was in charge, all that stuff was so cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the design in Poor Things, but I assume it's awesome. Amazing.
It's pretty fucking
cool. I assume it's like artistic and avant-garde and just wild because the whole movie
I think that Barbie was spectacular. Yeah.
So you guys both pick Barbie?
I did.
Yeah.
Just to throw another thing in the works here, I'm going to vote Poor Things.
Okay. That's also a good choice.
Because I think it could be that, and I want to, be different from you guys just in case.
I want my man Ridley Scott to get something. I just think Napoleon is, again, like the set design, the production designs. It's been done before. We've seen this era.
I agree. We've
seen that time in film.
Yeah, somebody brought it. Yeah, Ranty Rose nailed it. Most stuff in Barbie being practical was kind of made it amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
Animated short film.
Letter to a Pig.
Letter to a Pig. I'm already going to vote for that. That sounds cool.
95 Senses. Our Uniform.
Pachyderm.
Pachyderm. War is Over.
Inspired by the music of John and Yoko.
John and Yoko.
I like war personally. I think that makes for great movies. So I don't want it to end. Letter to a Pig. How do you talk? I never seen any of these, so I'm going Letter to a Pig because that sounds dope.
I'm going to go. I think John Lennon needs a win.
Yeah, but
give him an Oscar already.
But Yoko's also part of the inspiration.
Yep.
Ugh. I'll say Our Uniform. It's right in the middle.
All right.
Live action short film. The After, Invincible, Knight of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue. The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. I don't know. What the fuck is that?
Mega 64 ass.
Henry Sugar.
I gotta go with my Thomas boy Chips Henry Sugar. What, you know what?
Yeah, I'll go with that because the name is Mega 64.
And you know what? Here's the thing about this is if it didn't win, it was a wonderful story regardless.
Henry Sugar is Wes Anderson, apparently.
Oh. Well, how about that? I love Wes Anderson, except for his late stuff.
Invincible, when that fucking guy punches his fucking hand through that dude's head and fucking guts fly everywhere. And it's crazy they put that cartoon on.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Invincible.
Cool. All right, best sound.
I'm going
We're
Invincible.
Almost done here. We're almost done here.
The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. God. Oppenheimer, Zone of Interest. I think it's going to be Oppenheimer.
I didn't see Mission Impossible.
I did. It was definitely a part one.
Oh, Oppenheimer with all the like.
Yeah, that.
Oh, it's gonna be
that scared the shit out of me. Kept jumping.
It's gonna be Oppie.
Yeah. We heard the ball. They made new sounds to simulate fucking nukes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Oppenheimer.
Okay, visual effects: The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part 1, Endgame, Turbo Alpha Revival, Napoleon.
After watching the people from the team of Godzilla Minus One be so excited for the nomination, I'm just gonna go for them. I haven't seen the movie, but I want them so bad.
Yeah, I have seen the movie. It's got some pretty cool visual effects in it.
Mm-hmm,
and I was just thinking, like in Napoleon, like they shot a horse with a cannon. But other than that,
I don't know,
what were the effects?
There was a part or two where I'm watching, like this is on a green screen. I could see
Napoleon.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
I could see it, and I don't think that.
Ridley Scott loves those fucking scenes of hillsides being invaded with horses from both wars. And
if I'm thinking, there's
eight scenes like that in the fucking Napoleon movie.
Yeah. It was good. I mean,
it was good, but Godzilla. I'm giving it to Godzilla.
I'm going to go rogue and say The Creator.
Now, that did, the advertising for that was pretty fucking crazy.
And they gunned for that specifically. You know, I didn't know this.
I liked that movie.
Yeah, I never saw it.
I watched it twice. I mean, it's interesting because it was like straight to streaming. It didn't come to theaters. I don't know.
Oh, no. It had a full theatrical run.
The Creator?
And didn't do well. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it did a full thing. Me and Johnny had tickets, and then it was like, we all like got sick or something.
I loved it on streaming, though.
But anyway, what I thought was interesting about it, I saw them talk about the effects. I haven't seen the movie, but I watched behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And, what was cool is that, you know, a lot of times, oh, this guy's going to be a robot. This guy's going to be, we're going to make him into a robot, whatever. So what, they wear tracking, you know, and gear and stuff like that. This was the first, they shot it all on site and they were like, they had ILM was heavily. They like contributed heavily to this movie. They didn't just do some effects. They were like in from the beginning.
Well, a lot of the actors, their back of their heads aren't there. Yeah, and there's like fucking hard drive spinning.
All of that was decided later.
Whoa.
They just had everyone, we're going to shoot everyone as actors. You're in, you know, shitty clothes here, ready to go. And they would decide later, hey, that guy who's feeding the kid, he's giving him a granola bar. He should be a robot. I want to see a robot give a kid food. Like that would look interesting. Okay. Didn't use tracking points, didn't use mocap suits. He's like, because if you go in and have someone wear that tracking suit, that guy has to be a robot now, right? No matter what. He's like, we wanted to make that decision later. You know what? It would be cooler if more of them were robots in this scene. It'd be cool if less of them were robots. Let's have a lot of people and one robot. So he's like, so it was just really, really advanced tracking.
Whoa.
Like, hey, we're not going to give you the tracking points. We're going to shoot this run and gun and not give that to you.
Track their ears.
Use the best tech you have to track it yourself.
Yeah.
And so that's what it was all about. Jeez. So it was a big breakthrough. Well, now, so I'm going to pick that.
Now you're selling me on it.
But what's going to be the loudest thing in the room to the voters? Mm. You know, Godzilla, they saw what you saw, you know? So
yeah, they did.
I'm going to vote for Creator, but you know, that Godzilla story is a good one. Adapted screenplay, American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Zone of Interest.
It's interesting that Barbie is adapted
because those characters existed.
But it's just a toy. I really feel like it's pretty
lore. They do that too with sequels. Top Gun Maverick was nominated adapted screenplay. And it's like, it's an original story, but it was a character that existed. They have to put it in adapted.
Nice.
Isn't that weird? But I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not sure. Because that was an original
story. A very original story.
I actually think that might be, I think that might be a Barbie, that one. I think I'm going to vote for that.
I'm going to say, yeah, I think I'm gonna do Barbie too.
That one I'm given to, I think they'll give it to Zone of Interest.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I haven't picked anything yet for them, but I know that's a poignant film that has been creating a lot of talk. So they will give it to something, I think, screenplay.
Well, they're definitely getting it for a national feature film.
That too. I feel like it'll get that too.
And then last one, original screenplay, best original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall, Holdovers, Maestro, May, December, Past Lives.
This is,
I think this is actually, if Holdovers is going to get it anywhere, I think it might be this.
I think Past Lives could get it here. It was a very sweet, simple screenplay, but Holdovers.
That's almost harder to do.
Yeah, it just seemed like it would be the Holdovers.
See, I already gave Holdovers some awards. Because I don't think Holdovers is like the best movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Paul Giamatti, I think, is the best actor.
Sure.
In everything.
Sure.
So I gave it that. But here is where I would think, I haven't given anything to Maestro yet. I think maybe they give it to Bradley Cooper for Maestro.
Okay.
He's getting snubbed. I feel like they want to be fair. They want to make everyone who participated, they give him a go home trophy.
Yeah. A go home trophy.
Yeah. Here's original screenplay, Bradley. Maybe next time don't do the nose.
Yeah,
This is tough. A lot of people are saying Anatomy of a Fall will get it, but I never saw that. So I'm gonna vote Holdovers. But I kind of don't know.
Yeah, I'm taking away my Barbie vote for adapted. I'm gonna go Oppenheimer.
You think that's going to get that?
Yeah, I do.
For some reason, I don't...
That screenplay was really well put together.
It was.
Yeah. So I'm gonna just
I'm locked in.
All right. So
and well, then I'm gonna for the last thing, holdovers or past lives for me. I'm gonna go
for original screenplay.
Original screenplay. I'm gonna go past lives. I want it to win something.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay. Well, there you have it, guys. We have locked in our votes. I don't know if I'll be here or not next week. I'm going to take a picture of this.
Yeah.
But I'll leave this here with you guys. So okay. Just in case if I'm not here,
okay,
you will have it. And I want you to vote and count the votes.
We'll count properly. We'll count.
And
sure. Well, yeah, you can.
A huge prize.
You can trust us.
Killer prize.
Whoever's it's going to be win. One big free Five Guys surprise. Burger. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for watching. And, you know, if you haven't subbed to our Patreon, you should... Well, maybe watch this on Patreon, actually. But if you haven't and you watch this on Twitch, sub, because we reviewed most of these movies for Movie Club. So you can, you know, watch us walk through each movie and talk about them. So, okay, that's it. Goodbye. We'll see you next week.
Happy Oscars.
And see if there's a new video tomorrow. Check out, come to Meg 64 on YouTube. Yeah. Sub if you don't, and then see if there's a new vid. Thank you.
When am I talking the S Club concert?
Oh. Yeah, you go for it. You're all good.
Fucking never. Good night.